But together, I'd like you all to listen as I read the scripture this morning. You can follow along from on the front wall. This is from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Paul is writing to the Corinthians. So from now on, or we might say from this moment forward, starting right now, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. What is the worldly point of view that we look at others with? Might be appearance, might be their title, might be what they've done in the past. And it says, even though we even looked at Christ this way, we looked at Christ by a worldly point of view. Therefore, let's start over. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and not counting man's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As through God, we are making his appeal through us. We implore you in Christ's behalf. And for all of you, be reconciled to God. God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. This morning we're going to have the worship team sharing. So it'll be something different, something new for all of us. So blessings to the worship team as you come forward and share.
We all have prodigal moments in our lives. Times that we realize we made bad choices, times that we realize we could have done things a little differently, and we all need to be made new. We need God's forgiveness to make us new. Newness of life is our running theme this morning. Several people here on the worship team have agreed to share with us, so I'm going to ask them some questions about how they've experienced God's newness in their lives. And so that's what our morning will be. Could you share a moment in your life if God helped you feel renewed? And how did God bring this newness into your life?
I thought about a time when I think it was after my sophomore year in high school, maybe, the youth group had gone to Harrisburg for a mission trip. But part of the trip was like intensive worship sessions and just really spiritual soul searching. And we were doing, I think it was a session on like hearing God's voice and just listen to what God is saying to you. And so we were doing a study on Psalm 139, which is like a really familiar verse and a really pretty familiar verse to me, something that's been meaningful to me. And I remember just feeling like when we're just reading over this verse, I just felt like this whole new meaning was given to me and this whole new, I was just like, felt like God was telling me something new with this verse. And he was just pointing out to me all the times that it says no in the verses. So I just wanted to read through those. So like it says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. And then it switches to the psalmist speaking, or sort of us, saying, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And then it switches to like asking God, inviting God to know, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. And so that was just, it took on a new meaning for me of God knows us, but he wants us to believe and know that we are his creation. And then he also wants us to take the initiative and invite him to know these things about us. And so that was just meaningful for me. It sort of changed a feeling of my identity in Christ and like how much God knows us, but we also have to invite him to know us and believe that he, what he has planned us to be is good. So yeah, that's.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of times when God has brought renewal to my life, but I'll share the one that is most recent. Recently I was meeting with a friend who was struggling with a lot of depression and stress because she's experienced a lot of hurt in her life. And she was struggling so much that she just felt paralyzed. Like she just was shaking and she didn't know what to do. And I felt so insignificant as I'm listening to her and trying to encourage her. And so I prayed to God and I said, God, please give me the words to try to encourage her and bless her and strengthen her. And so through that, God gave me wisdom to explain to her maybe some of the reasons why people have hurt her in the past. And it was like this light went off in her eyes and she began to feel some freedom from it. And then I said to her that I'm meditating a lot on this Bible verse and I want to share this verse with you. So I got my Bible out and we read Romans 12:2 together. And the verse is, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And I think one of the patterns of this world is fear. I think everywhere we look, there's a reason to fear. Like, what's going to happen to us tomorrow? What's going to happen to our country? Who's going to be our president? You know, all these things to fear. And I said, let's not conform any longer to this pattern of fear, but instead be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I said, then you will be able to test and to approve what God's perfect will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And immediately this freedom just washed over her face. And, you know, I said, as you renew your mind, choose to focus on godly things. Choose to focus on praising God. Choose to focus on things that you're thankful for instead of dwelling on all of this awful stuff that's happened to you. And so as she was encouraged, I also felt encouraged and I also felt renewed and challenged to also apply this to my life, because this is something I'm trying really hard to do on a regular basis also, is to continually be renewed in my mind and not allow my thoughts to go down paths of fear and anxiety, but instead to choose hope and the goodness of God to focus on.
Thinking back over my life, told somebody this morning, when you get to be my age, there's been so many things over the years that I think where I've felt that God made a big difference. I'll share two examples. One was very significant, was when I went through my experience with heart surgery. And I was at peace going into it. Things were going very well. 3 weeks after the surgery, I felt I was very well recuperated, about ready to go back to work, was when the complication arose with the bleeding in my lung, and I ended up back in the hospital for another 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, all the things that I had figured were pretty well taken care of started closing in on me. I figured I had enough vacation time and other things, time saved up to pretty much cover the 3 weeks it was going to take, and all of a sudden now I was off work for another month. Somehow I didn't get stressed out about it, but it was weighing on the back of my mind. But the next two pay periods that I supposedly was out of vacation time and sick time, in other words, I still got paychecks. So I looked back at it afterwards and felt at, you know, going through the experience, that God was definitely there and blessing me, and I felt well taken care of and very blessed at the end, very humbled, but also feeling very, very good about the way God had provided. Another experience was that it just came home to me very recently, but when my sister lost her daughter to suicide, I made it a point to call her every week and just chat with her, just listen, and realized that she came to rely on that phone call every Wednesday. I didn't know if I would really had that much to contribute other than to be a listening ear, but you know, there were times in our discussions that she was struggling with something, and I had some words to encourage her, help her through. And I felt that God was leading me, that I was able to be a blessing. Several weeks ago, I read she had the opportunity, was asked to share with her experiences. This is four or five years later. She had was asked to share her experiences through working through this whole situation. And then she shared with me what she had written down and what she had shared with the group at that point. And one of the main points that she made was the support of her brother that called her every week. So that really, it really came home to me again that God was leading.
How did the experiences that you've just shared change your life as you look into the future, and how do you feel like it has changed you ongoing?
Well, Psalm 139 has actually really been a meaningful verse for me throughout my whole life, and I just feel like in that specific experience, I really felt like God was speaking to me and completely showing me something new, and so it's just encouraging to know that He can speak that clearly and can just have that impact, and so that's something that I have taken from that experience and remember that God can speak whenever He feels like He wants to.
I think the thing that struck me was the power of the Word of God to strengthen someone. And just reading this verse together with my friend, it empowered both of us and reminded us that as we renew our mind, then we'll be able to see what God's will is. And God will give us the grace to take the next step, no matter how fearful we are or no matter how difficult a situation is. So that was very encouraging to both of us.
I think the biggest lessons I learned through a lot of experiences through life were to trust in God. I've come through difficult times so many times, and I look back at it and I see that at a time when I felt totally helpless, that God came through. And so the challenge for me when I'm starting to face something that looked pretty daunting is to trust. Also to not underestimate the power in vulnerability and availability to just be there for somebody.
I think you've kind of alluded to the third question I had, but if you could go back in time now, what would you tell yourself in that moment where you felt new, where you felt God's newness with you? Anything else you want to say about that?
I would tell myself to remember the feeling of closeness and just that feeling of like God speaking to me and just feeling held by Him.
I guess I have to keep reminding myself sometimes to not become too busy so that I can still listen to people and still be available to people. And if I'm not too busy and I take time to be with people and I listen to God's voice, that's when God really blesses me and renews me. So it's that constant battle within me. Don't be too busy, you know. Make sure you make time for God and listening to God's voice.
My tendency is to try to, the more difficult it gets, the harder I try to figure out how to get through it. And sometimes I have to just back off and, you know, do everything I can, but allow God to work, allow His power to be the controlling factor.